My name is Robert Chu, and I play Proposition Joe Stewart on The Wire.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Jermaine Crawford, and I play Duquan Dookie Williams on The Wire.
What's going on? This is Julito McCullum coming at you, and I play Naaman Bryce.
My name is Maestro Harrell, and I play Randy Wagstaff on The Wire.
What up, y'all? It's Tristan Wiles, and I play Michael Lee.
Man, I'm just cheating, y'all.
Episode 11 we're watching right now. Very good episode.
I love this episode.
I love all of them.
See, right here? This is love that we got between each other.
This nigga ordered turkey grease.
What's wrong, y'all? I mean, my mom, she get it all the time.
Yo, you was really one of them at risk.
And this is me again bullying Dookie for the 100th time.
This is a funny episode because I really couldn't eat anything on the menu at this time in my life. I was like, wow, what am I going to order from this Chinese restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
And those were the driest noodles I've ever tasted in my life.
Oh, and I had to share my food with Nathan.
Yo, you were really getting mad.
Because I was hungry. I was, you know, like I had like Diet Pepsi in the Pepsi bottle.
And they made us eat the food about, how many takes did we do?
Over 200.
God. Oh, yeah. Yeah, and Julito wasn't complaining.
Yo, I swear, I was sick of shrimp fried rice, I swear.
We got Officer Walker here.
How you feeling, little man? Need a hand with that food?
Officer Walker.
Oh, man.
I like your eyes right there, Tristan.
Oh, thanks, bro. Thanks.
Suspect.
And you could tell this is acting because we all just throw our food.
Yeah,
and
we all just
in real
keep walking.
Life, we would have all just pocketed it.
Well, come on.
I would have put in my little flight jacket. We're just launching food here.
I don't mean go at him directly. I remember it was so late when we were shooting the scene and we had to like keep doing it over and over again because. You
know, it was cold. It was really cold.
Yeah, it was really cold.
Not to mention the 1,000 people that were outside watching us also.
Yeah, that was.
And they didn't know what it was. They were just looking at us like, who are those kids?
Right here is where you take the lead, though, Tristan. You finally showed them that you're a big dog and that you're going to hold things down and now.
Well, I made a really good suggestion with the bumper stickers, by the way.
And we bet The Wire.
Yeah.
Mr. Chu, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Looking good.
This is interesting watching you guys together, man. Everything just comes so natural to you when you're doing the group scenes.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we liked each other back then. No, I'm just joking. These are my homies. We were friends.
Why is your shirt was up? You gotta pull it down. We're on TV for
I was changing my shirt.
I was wondering who this guy was going to block. I'm like,
I was changing shirts and they just took that.
But
same.
You gotta, before you close the locker next time, put your shirt down.
Like there's gonna be
TV
a next time.
Next time.
Next time.
Next time when we go back in time and reshoot the scene, pull down your shirt.
You never know.
You never know.
The world is a crazy world.
Crazy place.
Oh, you know what's so great about The Wire? People really sit and watch the beginning credits.
Yeah.
For real, when I watch The Wire with people, they really sit and watch it as if it was their first time watching it and they know the song.
I mean, no, but my point though is like the show's about to come on, so why would they turn?
I mean, but you.
Don't here's the true test for you guys. This is the political arena. You guys probably put fast forward on when these scenes come on.
Well, this has nothing to do with us. So.
No. I think it's very, you get a lot of knowledge watching the whole political side of things because it's like it's all the same when it comes behind the scenes, like especially with the police, and then you got the politics, and then you got the hood, and it's like there's always a behind the scenes to every aspect of life. It's crazy.
Yeah, and I mean the actors in these scenes are like,
they got
really
a lot of big words to use. And then we got the capitalism tasem.
What are we gonna say? Capitalism tasem.
Do you know how many takes we'd have been doing?
I love people from Brooklyn.
Oh God.
You said you would have an open door. And so far, I credit you for keeping that promise.
And my door will always be open to you.
Yo, Huli, remember when we did the scene for for the mayor's aide, Dirty D.
Dirty D.
Who's Dirty D?
Oh, it was
the actor right here.
Oh, Reggie Caffey.
Reggie Caffey. He actually played in a movie called Pootie Tang, and his role was Dirty D. Yeah, dirty
he was
D.
Just he was just a really dirty dude. It was him and
J.D.
Williams, who plays Bodie. Yeah.
Speaking of Bodie, it's a big question. It's all on the internet. Who shot Bodie? They say it was Michael. Some say it was a guy that looked like Michael.
It was a guy who looked like Michael.
Yeah, it was a guy who looked like Michael. Please, everybody, I'm telling y'all right now, it was not me. So all that, all y'all bets that y'all made.
Do you see how educated I look, by the way?
Quiet.
You guys got worksheets to write down that data?
I wasn't actually in the scene because I actually moved into another classroom.
Project classroom.
So I wasn't expecting the real education system.
A.K.A. special ed.
It wasn't special ed. Colvin was trying to better us as people.
Colvin, not Colvin.
I said Colvin.
No, you said Colvin.
I'm not going to remember his name. Colvin. I said Colvin.
Okay.
He knows his daddy's name.
If we rewind this tape, I bet y'all say Colvin. Maestro, why is everything a competition? You maggot.
I always win.
Interesting.
What'd you guys think you'd do if you had Prez as a teacher?
He'd be an awesome teacher.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, he was cool.
Why we don't pick him up at his casa? Follow him from there.
Wow.
Played by Michael K. Williams.
What if you take another road?
Watch out, how am I coming?
So are we like the narrators every time somebody come on screen? Social security number.
Omar.
It's Omar 3378-7009. Bored.
I hope that wasn't yours.
He actually lives down a block from me in New York.
That's awesome.
Where we're from are down a block from each other.
Oh, that's cool. Mm-hmm.
He got family in Staten Island.
The forgotten place.
I used to live in Staten Island.
Thank you. Thank you.
We're outnumbered.
That's the nickname. I like Staten Island.
So we agree, staring down a stick-up boy on the corner takes courage.
On this scene, I was kind of nervous because I had a bunch of wild Baltimoreans behind me. And I had to really put my life in their hands.
I need a volunteer.
The stool wasn't as big, so I wasn't that scared, but it was just like still. They probably like, oh, he got a bigger role than me. We're going to drop him. No. All of them, they were very, very cool, very down-to-earth kids. They're real true Baltimoreans. You know, they love their craft and they love what they do.
And they made the show realistic.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
And, like, all these kids, like, everybody who we worked with who's from Baltimore was, like, really.
Yeah, they were. Like, that's what I always tell people about Baltimore. A lot of people, they be like, how was it? Because, you know, it's so hood. Or it's so, you know, dangerous, they think. I'm like, nah, man, we have, like, that's like our family, like our second home.
People,
you know,
respond really well to us, you know. They take us in.
They're pretty much like the kids who, like, they have a lot of ambitions and they have a lot of, like, they're really intelligent kids. They just, a lot of them just don't get, you know, the opportunity.
And The Wire was such a good opportunity for kids like that because it gave them a chance to see the acting side and see that you can be, you know, things other than what you see on the streets. You could be an actor, you can be a director.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so
the
world
opened
is
their
bigger
horizons.
Than just Baltimore.
Exactly. It showed them a broader horizon.
Aren't a couple in your acting troupe, Mr. Chu?
I say 21. That's the lucky number.
That's awesome.
But we did have some times with them, though, Mr. Chu, huh?
Wow. Like Davon right here. Davon Cooper is one of my former students.
Oh, he's not with you anymore?
No, he's about to go to college down at the Eastern Shore.
That's great. That's good.
I haven't seen Davon in a while.
Oh, yeah, this is when Maestro, a.k.a. Mr. Wagstaff, everybody finds out he's a snitch.
Yeah. Nobody loves you, Randy.
Yeah, nobody
loves
Randy.
You anymore.
Even a kid is laughing at you.
Yeah, that kid's like 5. He's like, snitching Randy.
Sounds like an old person. Why did you do
snitching
that for?
Snitching Randy.
Well, here's my my storefront, should I say.
Look at Prop Joe.
I love that sweater,
okay.
By the way.
I don't
the
like
new
the
line
color.
Of Gucci.
I like dark
young
colors.
Bill Cosby.
Whoa, you're sleeping.
I say we stay, Ronaldo. What's wrong, yo?
No, I mean go. Me work a gala encima, bro. We've been in the car too many hours.
Whether you squat in the alley or sitting on a porcelain throne.
I forgot about this.
A porcelain throne.
I think this is a very, very big scene for the
character.
Isn't this
the scene when he announced that his mother died?
Yeah.
That kid was a really great actor.
Yeah, he was a great actor.
Yeah, I was like, wow, actor. Yeah. Yeah, that kid was a great actor. His name's actually Jason Warden.
I was surprised, actually.
Yeah, because, you know, you expect it to be like Gerard.
Already.
You're late. To school, but...
yeah, you wanted to be with your mom. Of course you did.
Some of you know me from narcotics work.
Shut up, Tristan. Sniffing.
Were you sniffling? Without a tear?
No. Your eyes burn.
I got something in my eye.
Guys, if you notice, most of these actors make a lot of guest appearances on different shows.
Yeah.
And this lady here, Deidre Lovejoy, was on an episode of The Closer.
Oh, really? She's an amazing actress.
Wow, man. And then Sonya was on an episode of Cold Case with Tristan.
Oh, yes.
And they blew it out the park, too.
So we're looking for feedback. I did
so I'm always watching to see people pop up. I've seen the two of you on shows. ER.
Yes, sir.
Crying about what you did to your friend.
Exactly, yeah.
And you on Law and Order.
Yeah, that just aired yesterday again, too.
Yeah, you wore glasses. You look different with those glasses on.
Yeah, yeah.
You had to switch it up.
Hold on. What was good with beating up the gay dude, though?
You know, sometimes you just got to... do what you have to do.
Well, actually, I filmed something, just a little something, in November, so it'll be coming out really soon.
Okay.
It was a little cameo appearance, but it was something.
Holla.
Back to the show, back to the show.
So what's up?
That's signed by a now inaugurated mayor ordering his police commanders to avoid policing
and high end enforcement. I love this guy's voice. I try to emulate everybody on the show. This is my impersonation of Reggie.
he has that like smooth operator late night talk type.
Smooth operator. Power after hours.
Yeah. Which that's New York for all y'all out there. Piece of
business. The thing with the minister.
It's a delicate situation. The ministers are pressing for a civilian. But it speaks directly to the situation.
Thinking around.
If we expend capital defending this incident.
I get it. You want the
I like him as an actor also.
Yeah.
What's his name, Mr. Chu? I can't
remember. Reggie Cathy?
No, not Reggie.
Oh, the other guy?
Yeah.
No, seriously.
The Twilight
his name
Zone.
Is John Doman. There's so many actors on the show, and I haven't even worked with half of them.
Yeah.
So
none of us have.
Yeah, that's what's crazy about it. So you see him in the makeup trailer, you're like, hey!
You're that guy!
And they're like, you're that kid!
Aren't you on The Wire? Yes.
He looks like he would so fit in The Sopranos. Smart, he's black,
and politically neutral. Yeah.
Yeah.
Won't we all? That
works. Not us.
Not us.
I'm universal, baby.
Bubs.
Now this is Andre Royo.
He is the man.
About to burn a hole in his sweater by leaving the iron on.
And here's another one of my students, Rashad.
Rashad playing Sherrod. I thought that was the funniest thing in the world.
Yeah, close to his name.
What a five you want.
And this scene right here was actually very touching and a significant part to the storyline with Bubs, because it's like he finally comes back after being away for a while. He, you know, Bubs sees that, you know.
Ooh, excuse me.
He needs him. Yeah, I just got to, you know, point out to the people.
That was kind of intellectual.
I mean, I've been working on my vocabulary.
My man been writing spelling words five times.
If I wouldn't have pushed you off, you would have never been up on that corner.
But everything I do, I'd be fucking up. Whole time, it feel like it wasn't me on that corner. I just wanted to get away.
Well, you're here now, ain't you?
This ain't shows, but I said, like, a lot of these kids,
right here, right
they
now.
Wouldn't be in these situations if they weren't in these environments, you know what I'm saying?
And this is a true story for a lot of the people that act with us.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Yeah.
For a lot of the people that act with us, so.
Can't sell that white tea.
Half price for this.
Oh, half price, yeah.
Take that up, man. Don't burn them pimp steaks, huh?
Pimp steaks.
That okay. is a very.
Yeah.
Do you see that trench coat? That trench coat is 100% wool, by the way.
You look like a goblin from Harry Potter.
Are you sure about this? I mean.
With the Erykah Badu hat.
It seemed like Randy was trying to explain himself. Trying to get himself out of the situation at the same time.
I mean, Officer Walker's a shady motherfucker. What?
I just want to point out, too, when we were shooting this scene, if I was to look to my left, we had people looking out the door. Like, you don't understand this acting thing. Sometimes it gets you because you got to be able to act and stay in character while you have, like, sometimes you have an audience. This is, it was times where we were shooting and there were thousands of people out.
Oh, my Jesus.
You know, it's like the whole Baltimore is outside.
Just
but we
watching.
Still got to stay in character. And this scene, that came into play also.
You remember when the Greg was telling the lady to step back into her house? He was like, ma'am. Five steps back, ma'am.
Greg
can
never,
ma'am.
Greg could never persuade anybody to step back in. He tried so many times.
What's funny, though,
is just too nice.
I love this, the way all of us, the silhouette and all of that. That's hot.
And my big Erykah Badu hat on. Looks really cool.
The ministers?
He has a shiny head.
What's funny about all these episodes, like, we didn't really, like, break character a lot and, like, start just cracking up. Like, it happened every so often.
Like, once in the blue.
Yeah, but, like, it wasn't, you would think it would be, like, way more just like, yeah, like how we are now.
That's because we're so darn professional.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Need more work.
Need more work.
Minor offenses, you can issue a summary judgment.
I hate that, Joe. There's not enough work out there for
young,
striving black men.
Reality TV shows done swept them all out.
Just do the right thing.
Doesn't happen often, I know.
That guy's a really great actor, too. He's been in a lot of things. Like,
Lance Redding, right?
Yeah, I've seen him in, like, things. Like,
oh, this is the scene.
I loved him in the corner.
This is the scene right
here.
Yeah,
he was in the corner.
When I got to key somebody's car for the first time in my life.
Did that sound irritate your ears?
Which one?
Is this the sound when you key the car?
No, because it was a pencil. That's a pencil.
But just listen to it. Like, that sounds like it's...
And he's the fastest person in the world. Do you see how fast I had to run?
Look at how you're kicking your legs, though, when you start running.
Yo, this part. Hey. Yo, Julito.
Show me hands, bitch.
Remember how many times we had to do this scene?
You threw the paint can at his back.
Oh, the first time, and I apologize so much to the actor, but I threw the paint can at his back.
In his back. You
ain't gonna hit him. Like, not the paint, the can.
The whole can.
I apologize to the actor, Johnny Lewis Brown. The second time I did it perfect, though.
No, the third time.
No, it was the second.
It was the first time that you missed him. The second time you threw it, and then the third time you got it right.
Oh.
He remembers.
I miss.
He remembers.
Mr. Photographic Memory over there.
I look like a ninja.
Look like he came right off of Mortal Kombat.
Mortal Kombat.
Liu Kang.
Damn it.
You look like Chris Brown right there.
Ball to ball.
Chris Brown. Chris Brown, pissy boy from Tapping That.
I'll never forget that intro.
How you doing?
Hey.
Mr. Mayor, on my way downtown today, I saw...
Whoever casted Aiden...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that was a very big look. He just has that mayor aura around him. Whenever you see him, it's like...
He looks like the pretty boy.
But if
boy
you man. Actually see him outside of that character,
yeah,
at the New York premiere, he's totally the
No. But when he gets in character,
when
and
he
stuff,
gets in character, you believe
it's the thing about acting.
Playing that part.
We'll get right on it. The location.
You know, it's crazy. Just think about how many, like, just how much wardrobe they had.
Oh,
they had,
like, man,
people in suits. We were wearing white tees. It's like so many different looks.
We had a good ensemble, actually.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, it's like
too bad we didn't get nominated.
But we're not gonna talk about that right now.
Let's not talk about that.
Hey, at least Entertainment Weekly, you know.
Oh, they gave Maestro his kudos. Right? They gave Maestro his kudos, so Maestro satisfied.
Yeah, I mean,
what they say?
They said I should win an Emmy.
He said that he should win an Emmy.
For Best Newcomer. If I Was to Die, of course.
When did they say that? And it's coming up?
Like last month?
No, they said last month. Like last month.
The July edition.
They said should get an Emmy?
They said I should get an Emmy for Best Supporting Act.
No, it was Best Newcomer.
I think it was Best Supporting Act.
Oh, yeah. Correct me. Shut my mouth.
In a drama series.
Okay, we got it. We got it, Maestro. We got it.
That memo.
Nobody got it nominated for anything, which sucks.
Best paint on a wall, we could have got anything. Like. I would have accepted anything.
It's just The Wire is the show that addresses a lot of things that a lot of people don't
want to. And not everybody wants to see it.
Yeah,
not everybody can handle it.
Deal with, yeah.
They can't handle the truth.
The messed up thing is that they really, really can't.
Yeah. And they know what's going on.
They close their eyes to it.
They close their eyes to it every day, and kids like us have to deal with this every day.
Trying to jigaboo our way to the top.
This goes to show right here how people underestimate kids. Right here, the scene.
It's a new one.
Dominic West.
He is the man.
He's a great actor. Great, great, great actor.
First name you see on the credits.
He's number one on the call list.
Yeah, exactly.
Number one.
They robbed him. They threw paint on his ass. Yellow paint.
Yellow paint. Not red, that. Not blue, not green.
But yellow.
Yellow.
Yellow. Here's another great actor. This is actually Bunny Colvin, played by Robert Wisdom. This right here shows the love that Colvin and Naaman have for each other right here. I mean, you know
that, don't you? There's a lot of love showing in this episode.
Yeah, it is. But then it ends off with
that's a lot.
I see that The Wire does that a lot. Want me to go? They show how you were before and how everything was good, and then they show, depending on, you know,
trying to show
which
way
they're trying to go. Why not? If it's going to go bad, they're going to show the, you know?
That's why David Simon is such a tremendous writer.
Oh, man.
He could work a storyline really well.
You just compliment everybody, aren't you, Jermaine?
You know, I try to do my best to give everybody some kudos every once in a while.
Holler.
Maybe okay.
Some operating money by shifting some of these PAYGO projects into the capital program. I can steal a little from the budget stabilization fund, but we still got to absorb 120 grant positions in the police department. Mostly officers.
Christ, don't let those go unfunded.
A lot of balls in
the Christ, don't let those go budget.
What about the revenue surplus?
As I said, that's one-time money. I'm going to give the police a 5% raise. That's forever.
If I'm going to ask the police department to get up on its hind legs and fight, I got to throw some money. You're telling me how I can't do it, not how I can.
Yeah, it's the rainy day fund, but we really shouldn't draw that down.
Once again, this is some great acting.
Like a rainy day to me. No, but I mean, if you listen to what they're saying, it's just like, they have a rainy day fund, and the city's in
turmoil.
Oh,
this is
Maestro
guy.
It's Dante and Joey about to beat up Maestro.
And I, once again, run the second time this
And
episode.
Adam.
One thing I want to point out, my braids are, like, so perfectly done in this scene. It's so weird.
True.
That's, like, the first thing I always notice.
Is it just me or Adam?
Punches. Like, punch codes. Like, 513, hit him. I was like,
my
oh,
face
snap.
Is priceless. I run away.
You know, another thing about that scene that I hated?
I'm quick on my feet.
Why was I the only one that was bleeding so much? I was hitting everybody.
Yeah, you were spitting out blood, coughing.
No, I was bleeding the most in that scene. Did you see the work I did?
Yeah, ran.
I ran in there by myself. And got Mr. Presbo.
Those legs were rushing.
Did you get a splinter or something?
I could have fell up the stairs. I could have got a splinter. I could have died of like
anything. Hold on, the main word is coulda. We were out.
Coulda, shoulda, woulda. Shut up, jeez. It could have happened.
We were out there getting spanked.
The car must have hit it or some shit.
My man is on it.
How much you think? Aluminum about 30, 47 pounds.
No currency calculator, no nothing. He knows his rates, everything.
That's reality to some people.
Oh, I know. You heard yourself. Don't even try.
Back to the beating.
Maestro. Gosh.
Was he that strong?
I've never seen anybody get beat up better than me. I'm priceless at this.
Touche. Touche. Touche.
Why was he the only one that looked like he got beat up? And I was hitting everybody.
Guess them books are good for something.
Y'all just laughing and I'm on the ground just...
It hurts. It burns.
I ain't no snitch. I had to go to ADR and say, like, I ain't no snitch. Why they bank me?
Why they bank me? That's funny. It's comedy.
J.D. Williams.
J.D.
Awesome. Long live Bodie.
Back to Bodie being dead again. Now, if you didn't kill him, why did you throw the gun down the drain?
Because you killed someone else.
Because I killed somebody else.
Who was
it? Random guy.
He walked up to somebody and just shot him in the head.
Just some random dude.
Okay.
That was like his
coming out.
His entering into
coming out.
No, but yeah.
It's a little shaky, but yeah, we can work with it.
Coming out into the
gangster world.
The gangster world.
He was one of my sons. I got jumped last night.
I was about to say Wizarding World. I'm thinking Harry Potter.
Wow. I actually finished it. Do you want to know the end?
No. Wait, you finished it, bro? I'm on page 207.
I'm on page 0.
207?
Yeah, I haven't had time. Wow.
I'm on page 0.
I'm traveling.
I'm on page 0, by the way.
So where you been?
Copy.
Here, there.
Everywhere.
I went to the store once.
Made an egg salad sandwich.
Hold on, is that the truck stop?
No, that's not. Okay. I wish. Yo, the truck stop was so good.
Do you go there anymore?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, we got to give some background on truck stop. We actually had a place.
The police would everybody know.
Right by the production office.
Where we always went and got truck stop. And Tristan and Julito put the most ketchup you could ever imagine on their fries.
Yo, so what?
That food was so greasy and good.
So good, unhealthy.
Yeah. Those days are over for me, but... What Tiffany said
happened in the bathroom. Clogging of the arteries just tastes so good, you know?
What's going on with this scene, though?
He's trying to explain what happened.
Trying to explain why I'm a snitch,
how
but I'm not.
How he snitched, but didn't snitch.
Yeah, and I'm trying to reassure him that,
like,
you know...
Like, you know how many people I had to, like, really, you know... He killed two. Explain the whole Randy situation. Yeah, what about your snitch friend? All right, he's not a snitch. Things happen in his life. And you should thank me.
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah, because there are a lot of people in the hood that are looking for your
head. No, you know, it's funny. Yeah, I've run into a lot of people. No situation.
A lot of people mistake us for characters. Like, I have a lot of friends and people will say they know me. They say, well, does he really stink? It's like, no.
Did that make it better?
Hold on, do I stink? Shut up, Tristan.
Don't tell him.
Shut up.
It's weird because, like, when people, like, ask us about each of us, like, they always say, oh, man, what happened to Michael? You know, that kid hard. He, you know, blah, blah, blah. He you know, in the beginning, nobody thought he was going to, you know, but he's hard. Then they'd be like, and that one boy sold them drugs, man. You know, that dude was cool, but what happened to him at the end? And it's like with me that they're like snitch, yeah. And so I was like, hey snitch, and I'm like, yo.
And I'm just the dirty.
Gentleman. Yeah, and they're like, I'm like, oh yeah.
When people come up to me,
shut up, maestro.
I get the, you know, the same thing every single time.
Yeah, it's
man.
The same. Yeah, they say.
You
same
know how many
stuff.
Times I had to answer these questions since the show's been off for how long now?
And let me guess.
A few months, and it's still like almost still to this day, like as if it was. It's coming on next Sunday. Like, I get the same.
Yo, I remember I was in the train station. I don't know. I never met this lady before in my life. Never. I was walking to the train station. I was getting off the train, coming out. I was waiting for the elevator to go upstairs. She's looking at me. She said, "Daniels, the next." She asked my mother, "Is that the boyfriend of Wyatt?" She was like, "Yeah." So she said, "Ooh, you getting bad." I'm like, oh man, what did I do? I ain't doing nothing. I'm an actor. This is TV.
People, yeah, people. Just,
it's not TV. It's HBO.
And a lot of people, when they see like me and Tristan together, they'll be like, "Yo, what? Y'all cool now?" And I'm like, "It was a show. We're human beings still."
Yeah. And it's funny, you never met them in your life, and they really think you're going to tell them what's happening next season. It's like...
So what's happening next season? I promise I won't tell nobody.
Yeah, it's like, I just met you, sorry.
I was in a club.
And plus, I don't know.
Listen to this. I was in a club, and I couldn't wear my hat. So the bouncer really said, yo, if you tell me what's going to happen next season, y'all, I'll let you wear your hat.
I told him that a unicorn was going to show up and bring Avon out of jail, and the unicorn was going to come and be the main character. And I wore my hat.
Great story.
Thank you. I just hate when they come up to me and ask.
He is something.
He is something.
He is something.
He sure is something.
This scene right here is very, very significant to the show. Because this is where you realize that Tristan's character has gone AWOL. And this is very significant.
Not AWOL, he's going bad. Yeah, he's
that he's
hard.
Lost it.
Yeah, and
he's getting harder.
And Naaman is just getting nicer. Mm.
Watch your wording.
No homo.
This is when Naaman starts to change. That's not what I'm
saying. Yeah. It's not that you do shit. Michael's getting harder and Naaman's getting softer. No homo.
Daddy's boy.
I see you visited Debbie Young, our key makeup artist, with the lip balm. Your lips were kind of juicy right there.
Wow. Not to get all right. Yeah, you need to clear that up.
I'm very, very happy with my masculinity.
Colonel.
I like how he wears the homicide neck thing. Like, even though he's in the building, you don't know he's in homicide. Carte blanche
in picking your squad. The homicide neck.
Yeah, yeah, it's like keychain. It's not like WWJD.
What would Jesus do?
It's homicide.
Motherfucker, as far as I'm concerned.
I love the show.
You saying that because you're on coffee. It?
No.
Nah.
Of course not.
That's 95.9% of the reason, but no. Reinforcements?
Yo, this scene.
Now this scene.
Damn, boy. What brings you back to the plantation?
I trusted you. Trusted
back to
Dan.
The plantation.
My fucking mistake, huh?
Whoa, hold up. What's wrong? The kid you were supposed to protect. You put his name on the street. They were beating him in front of the school today.
Dang. They were beating him. Jesus.
That's right? Randy, by the way.
Yeah, that's me.
I swear to you, I don't know what happened. I hooked the kid into Bunk, Moreland, and Herc. I can't believe. Where's the kid now?
Home.
In the hospital.
Let me go give this to the night commander.
I think this is why you hate him. On the house.
Well, yeah, that's pretty much, yeah.
Clearly.
No, and then also, you know, I hate him because, I mean, he's really turned on me. Like,
yeah.
It's not that he turned on me, like, he tried, but.
Well, did you see the way he hit that horn after he left you? Like,
yeah, he made a promise that he.
That he couldn't keep.
Not that he couldn't keep, but that he.
That he didn't.
Didn't yeah, keep, yeah. Like, I mean, like, he honestly could have, you know.
He could have did something.
He could have.
Put you in your house.
Yeah, he could just let me live with him and just not reported it.
But he wanted to be a moron.
A moron.
Well, now we're acting like the people who ask us about the show. It was writing. David Simon wrote
exactly.
Him and Edgar
get caught
wrote.
Into it eventually.
Hey, when people say, why you did this? Why you did that? Ask Ed.
Please.
Ed Burns, by the way.
Great writer.
Eddie B.
Fantastic.
Four.
So corny.
What is that?
I said fantastic. He said four.
Like the.
That's just mad corny.
That was so wow. Corny. That was just being corny. That was the stepping stone of corny.
Ed Bowers.
Ed Bowers. Max Powers. It's the name you want to touch. Simpsons episode.
I actually went to the Ella Thompson auction thing. That's a real event that goes on, by the way.
Really?
Yeah, it's by the way.
Charity event.
Oh, that thing you're talking about.
They auction off clothes and shoes and stuff from the show. And they actually had the group of Ace of Cakes make a cake for us. And that's really exclusive.
Ace of Cakes?
You know, they make all the celebrity cakes. And
but not all of them.
Cakes?
They probably make most of them.
Well, they make a lot.
Somebody else makes.
They make
cakes.
A lot of celebrity cakes.
I'm just messing with you.
What kind of cake was it?
It was a bunch of vacant houses, and they were cakes. And it looked like a bunch of. It looked really nice. It was dope.
Ooh, the vacant cakes.
Look, and there was little like chocolate dead bodies inside. Wait, that's blood? No, it's cherry flavored.
Vice was such a wise guy.
It's my trade.
Barksdale's a penis.
I still don't know what subpoena is.
Yeah,
Me neither.
I never actually got to the bottom of that.
Yeah, I was supposed to Google it. Never got around to that.
Uh-oh, wait a minute. Is he gonna do it?
Is he gonna cut his nappy curls?
Boy?
No.
Are you gonna do it, or I'm gonna?
I'm a...
The reason the police keep jumping out on you now.
Maybe I should get braids.
So was it the pussy alone? Huh? Oh, pussy. I miss you too, bitch.
Less to do, love, listening to other people's small
calls. Mr. Wendell Pierce. Pervert
that way. You could use a wiretap case to do broaden your horizon.
I've worked with him. The bunk is he's a fantastic actor.
Fantastic.
Yeah, he's really good. And he lives in California, which is awesome. Wish I did. Just like the other 350 million people who live in California.
Yeah, looking for the boy Lex. Shot someone outside a nightclub a couple of 3 months back. This kid knew about Lex getting killed. Herc brought him to you.
Herc?
Uh-oh.
This kid is a witness, and Herc was supposed to bring him to me?
That was the plan.
Someone's in trouble.
Skin that motherfucker.
Skin him.
Jesus, Herc.
I'm not gonna lie, Carver is the best dressed person on this show.
At age.
Yeah, it's like you can only repeat a grade so many times.
I want to leave my friends because I know if I went to the real high school, I would have got beat up.
Well, you didn't have any friends. I mean, other than us.
Well, neither did you in the season, so I guess that was a feature we both shared.
At the end, people liked Randy.
Slowly but surely, everybody was turning on you.
Starters, it's a 5% salary year.
Kudos to their friends.
They all stuck by me. Even though my house was burned down and I didn't see any of them ever.
I actually visited your house.
See, yeah, you were the
you weren't
true
there.
Friend, true friend. Dog sanction.
Michael really didn't give a crap.
Yeah. I was in the house getting some cutty.
You ain't getting no cutty with your skinny. That shit is so funny.
That was a great scene. I was like, look at Tristan. Becoming a man on camera.
Like my boy Michael, getting him some sex.
It was just so weird though, cause it's like, wow, like,
yo,
on camera.
Yo, you know what was funny? That day, cause I came in late the day we got the scripts that day. And everybody had them before me.
Everybody was looking at you when you walked in, like mm-hmm.
And remember, we had the whole discussion. Who's it gonna be? Who's it gonna be?
Who's it gonna be? You should choose her. No, I wanna do the scene. Oh man, that was crazy.
That was fantastic.
Well, at least she had volunteers.
Everything's fantastic right now.
Are we gonna go right back to rounding up bodies?
Yeah, well, we need to educate our citizens.
And loving memory dedicated to members. That's what the front of the podium says.
Yeah.
By the way,
just a fun fact.
BTW.
Just a fun fact.
That should pop up in a little bubble. Whoop.
The actor really passed away.
In 1992, he was actually in a film called Night Rider.
Well, I'm here now, and you are, and I'm asking you to put aside your reservations and give it a go.
Dominic West.
You did good.
You got them pumped. They love you. Of course, the wrong decision on Sergeant Houck, and who knows?
Carf said the kid had something on it. I talked to him. He had nothing. Just a bunch of hair saying something.
Lombardozzi.
The boy was to come to me. You know the goddamn
another excellent actor.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic.
My murder, you simple fuck.
Hey, you talking to a sergeant.
Dominic.
Hey, you're talking to a sergeant.
Now Herc is trying to help us here.
Man, he messed in my murder. He pays.
Well, give him a chance.
He pays.
He pays.
He pays.
He sounds sad about that.
He's gonna pay. That's funny.
What got into him?
Fun fact. Whoop. He was actually in Miami Vice.
Yep.
Fantastic. So the thing right now is AOL Buddy Messenger.
From the beginning.
I love those scenes when it's like they're about to start something, but they go to something else. Yeah, it's like it's that you know there's more, but to be continued later.
Literally.
Well, he can wait till the house freezes over.
A wise man does not.
Hey, Mrs. Chu, you there?
He can part the waters.
She's enjoying the lovely work of
these beautiful actors.
The rest of the actors. On
oh,
the show.
Oh, fun fact. Whoop. Mr. Chu is actually our acting coach.
Acting coach.
And I mean, you know, all of our fantastic work that we were able to do in the season. Mm-hmm. He's mostly responsible for.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chu.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Quite welcome. Are the checks in the mail?
Well, about that.
We have to talk about
overall,
that.
Releasing strategies may not be my strongest suit. I'm here.
Frankie Faison. Me and Frankie was just actually at a table read together recently.
Oh, really?
Who's Faison?
This gentleman right here.
Oh, okay.
Gentleman right here with the nicely worn suit and tie tucked in.
It may be a fair decision. It may even be the right decision. But we both know it won't fly with the ministers, not even with Daniels behind it.
This guy's been in every movie ever made.
Every.
I kid you not. Every time I turn a movie on, he's in it.
Yeah.
Fun fact, he was actually in White Chicks.
Sure. The first thing I think I ever seen him in was Do the Right Thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, he sure was. Him and Samuel L. Jackson in everything.
He actually did another series about being in Baltimore. It was called True Colors.
Really?
Yeah, he had a wife from a previous marriage, and they were trying to see if the kids
would work.
Could work together. She was white and she had a daughter, and he was black and he had two sons.
Almost like what's that movie? Yours, Mine, and Ours. Sort of like that.
Yeah.
Sort of. Only the Baltimore version.
And less kids.
Yeah, and less kids and more heartbreak and struggle.
License. Just pretty much nothing like this.
Nothing like Yours, Mine, and Ours.
It's like saying it's like Juice, but without
Clark
the taste.
Peters, I'm sure. Fun fact, you guys don't know, this guy wrote a Broadway musical.
Really?
He wrote one?
Yeah.
What
he wrote the
called?
Book. It's called Five Guys Named Mo.
Wow.
Kudos. In the back,
some tools in it. Was it about two guys named Jack?
No, it's about the music of Louis Jordan in the 40s and 50s.
Oh.
He was considered like the hip hop king of swing.
So, what does
back
Mo
then.
Have to do?
No, it's five guys named Mo. The book is about this guy who's lovesick, he and his girlfriend break up. And these five guys from the radio past jump out to give young Mo some support on how
oh,
to get
so none of
them
names is Mo.
All okay. of them names. There's Big Mo, Little Mo, Eat Mo, Fat Mo, Four Eyed Mo, and No Mo.
No Mo.
No Mo.
I actually thought they had him for a second, but...
Yeah, I did too. I thought they were going to really beat him up
that
for a second.
That is a super junkie.
Like, he really wants that crack right there.
My man's on steroids over there.
Who?
The junkie, the other one. That guy who keeps stealing stuff from Andre. Or Bubble.
What's the problem?
You. And that's a humongous gun.
That is a huge gun. What is that, a 50 caliber?
Desert Eagle.
Jeez.
Shows you don't know anything about guns.
Whatever, I shot one. What the hey?
Looks like you would blow a hole through someone.
It'd be funny if, like, he pulled the trigger and just blew out Bubbles, like...
Fool just.
Like, Mr. Chu, like, really, really, like, he's a great actor.
Did you just say Mr. Chu?
No, I said Mr. Chu.
Chu.
Mr. Chu is really, like, he's a really great actor.
I've had this experience before, trust me.
No. Oh.
I kid you not, I'm on the streets of Baltimore.
Okay.
A gun pointed right in my face, miss. I just drew from that experience. And my shoes were stolen, of course, but that's when in my youth. Take the shoes off.
Let me guess, you were wearing Jordans.
No, Barclays.
Oh. Barclays.
Yeah, those were bad for me. Them Barclays.
My sister's boy, he do the drop. We call you and give up the spot. That's simple enough.
That's what it is.
Yo, I knew meth since I was like 10.
Really?
Natural inclination to do anything to
because in Staten Island, my father had a barbershop that all the Wu-Tang would come in and get their hair cut.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fun fact.
do you know we have such creative minds? We create something every and everything we do.
I'm actually writing a screenplay right now.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm joking. I'm joking.
Such a dummy.
I really could have just played that off too and just been like, yeah.
It comes out tomorrow in theaters.
Yeah.
In theaters. Actually casted Shia.
Shia LaBeouf, yeah.
Was the main role.
And Spielberg's actually producing.
It's gonna be like Transformers, but like without the
machines and
the good acting.
It's actually a love story. But it's just like Transformers.
It is a love story though, Transformers.
I haven't seen it.
Oh, it's one of the best movies you've ever seen in your life.
It's from 1 to 10. I give it a 12.
Simpsons movies, fantastic.
It's good.
Fantastic.
I heard it was cheesy.
No, it was yellow. But it was hilarious. You trust
him? Said it was yellow.
Cheese yellow.
Oh, okay, I get it now.
The cow. It's funny, like, they're looking through glass and he doesn't see him.
And he doesn't see him looking at him.
Yeah, I'd be like, hey, you.
I hear you, but we just came from his foster mother's house. And she said it was you that told him not to talk. She said you told her to get a lawyer.
That's right.
All right, look, something got messed up. We know that. But whatever else happened, we got a murder here.
Even if it's off the record, it would help us just to talk to the boy.
If you understand.
So whose murder is it talking about right now?
Lex.
Lex, yeah.
Lex.
Okay, from episode one.
One, yeah.
The motherfucker's doing the dirt.
They keep these things going.
That's what I like about this show.
Yeah,
like,
it's like, if you miss an episode, you're like,
huh?
Yeah.
You're right.
But actually, you know, Jim True, who played Mr. Press, he actually was doing a play in Chicago.
Really?
You know, I'm from Chicago.
Did you go see it?
I didn't get a chance to, but like, I heard it was really good.
Oh.
You didn't get a chance to, or you just didn't want
no,
to?
No, I didn't get a chance to, because I definitely want to go see him.
Yeah, you too. You're making me all weepy and shit.
Another fun fact? I think Wendell's doing a play in New York.
Oh, really?
Yeah, a Broadway play in New York.
A little something. You know?
A taste?
For old time's sake.
Wait, when does he say a taste? I knew that came somewhere in, like, one of these episodes.
The playground behind Fulton and Monroe.
Can you rewind it?
We missed a good
please
part.
Press pause.
For On Demand.
A lot of people watch this show through On Demand this year.
Yeah, they definitely did.
Like, every Monday... Yeah. People were like, why did you do this? I'm like, I didn't even know that was going to happen. Because I ain't got, I don't have that particular brand of cable where you can see it the next day. So, this is so funny.
Bitch, get the fuck across the street and plant your ass on a stoop.
He's the most gangster little kid I ever seen.
Taliso Dingwall. Taliso could pick up a script and in 5 minutes have 3 pages memorized. That's how fast he learned his lines. It's like, zzz, done.
And it's so funny because he's like one of the nicest kids ever.
And this part right here shows to where Naaman really is just not in him.
Look at my mama, son.
She could use some lip chat.
And I seen your mother, the actress, I seen her in a hair commercial.
Yeah, me too.
Her picture, not her. It was the picture.
I seen her in a... I think it was a Robitussin commercial.
She a fucking dope.
Yo, stop talking about my mother like that, cool. Son.
Snacker too.
I know. I'm late, you know? Sometimes it's just
yeah.
Too much.
Wait, what episode is that? That's the next one?
Yeah, that's the next one. Where
Tristan gets awful smacky.
True.
What about the people that never watched The Wire? We're just telling them what happens next.
Well, they probably watch it first without the commentary.
Yeah, without the commentary, and then they come back and go to the special features and whatnot.
Holler.
Good, but you missed my car. We have no equipment.
Just felt like it needed to be there. I'm sorry.
So throughout this whole episode, we went to a Chinese joint. Yeah, I keyed a car.
Yeah.
Threw paint on somebody.
I shot at somebody.
And Solid Waste has pulled 32 tons.
Randy gets jumped.
Sir, that's a single day record. That's what I want to hear.
Mr. Chu, do you know how many days like each episode is supposed to be?
It's 10.
It's about 10.
For filming, yeah.
No. I was there for that. I'm saying like how many days is like it supposed to be?
Like, overall, like, in the
oh,
show.
You mean in the storyline?
Yeah, storyline.
It could be months.
It could be months.
It could be
months.
Anything.
It could be days, weeks.
Years.
No, not years.
Centuries. 54
million. Like, one scene, they're, like, riding in a Cadillac. Next scene, they're, like, in a hover pad.
Flying over.
Well, pretty much the timeline stays accurate in each episode, but the next episode, it could be a couple of days later or months, but it stays pretty much close to what it is.
Our attendance is excellent, and as to suspensions, we don't have any. We intervene immediately, and we show success in stabilizing behavior.
Not to mention the worldly good we're doing for the classes these kids were wrecking before the program.
In January, we could expand to...
And this scene really shows, I think, how a lot of people don't listen. Like, that whole program they have with the, you know, the kids who, you know, the bad kids, like the project classroom or whatever. Like, it shows just how a lot of times the government, like, you know, they just don't listen.
Watch The Wire because, you know, it's just so realistic. I mean, people don't want to see that type of stuff.
Welcome to the world of politics.
Yeah, I was just about to say, very political.
Hey!
That was the song.
Yeah, that was the hottest song when we were filming.
In the club, all them hoes call me
Rocky. Oh, I think they like me. That was the hottest two songs.
Felicia, she's so beautiful.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic actress. Like, she's so, like, whenever people watch The Wire, they're like, that's, like, their favorite character.
Yo, that's
Stephen
what everybody
King
keeps
even
asking.
Said he scares her.
Yeah, exactly.
She scares him.
Yeah.
For real.
Michael. That's what they saying. Yeah.
Won't see you on CNN.
That was Maestro, by the way.
No way.
Kicking away.
That's the playground
I was just about to say.
That's the playground that you told
Push, yeah, likes to go to. But now look at this though. That's a playground.
Wow.
Like, think about that, though.
That's
mean,
a
like,
playground to people.
Yeah, like, you know, all politicians, look at what a play... And it's not like we did this. This is a playground in Baltimore where kids play. Now, would you really have your kids playing over there?
You know, the only things they have to do for fun is jump on old beds.
Yeah, and that's why a kid, like, that's why a lot of these kids, they, like, you know, they are destructive and they're not constructive because they don't have a really good environment.
Environment of people trying to help them or supporting them.
Say, one swing's broken, why not break the other?
Just like with the character Royce, you know, he was declaring that he was going to do so much in the community, but
and
look at this
didn't.
Playground, for
yeah,
example.
Exactly. He didn't do anything. It's a paycheck, that's how they look at it.
Do they get paid to be mayor?
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah. You get
to
a salary.
Be what?
Mayor.
To
be mayor.
Yeah, you get a salary.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, it's just, like, it's funny. Like, I heard, like, I used to think, like, the president made, like, millions
of
dollars.
Yeah, he gets, like, $200,000.
He gets, like, $250,000 a year, but the...
Everything in his life is paid for.
Exactly, but, like, the perks, like, he's, like...
Yeah, that...
Yeah, he's just so, like, almost above the law. It's ridiculous.
Really starting to scare
Vote for
he
Obama.
Is the law. He, like, for real.
The president of
well,
the
no,
United
well, I mean,
States.
There's so many other like stages you have to go through, but like he
vote
yeah.
for Obama.
Oh God, don't get political.
Oh jeez, please no.
Yeah, please don't. I love any party. Just throw that out there. Now see, this is the point where if this was a cartoon, you see the little light bulb above his head, like bing.
Ding. Maybe there's dead bodies in here.
Right here. It was like.
Yeah,
but actually,
points.
Wouldn't you smell the bodies though?
No, I mean no, because they put that
they
powder,
put quicklime over.
Lex is in there.
Oh, so it won't smell?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they wrapped them in plastic.
Oh, okay.
And of course, they sprayed a little Febreze.
Yeah, a little Lysol all over the place.
Windex store.
It looked like he was wearing the wire ring for a second.
Yeah.
Ah, oh, class ring.
The window kind of favors me a little bit.
Yeah, he actually does. Yeah, he does.
He look like he could be your, like, little brother.
Yeah. Hey, why is he my little brother? How come he can't be my older brother?
Well, he can be your older brother. I mean.
He could be some member in the family.
No, he's a lot younger than I am.
And here goes his light bulb. Watch.
Bing.
Hold on. Wait.
But altogether, it was a really great episode.
Okay, now, wait. Watch the credits.
What's the name?
Keep watching the credits.
Okay,
keep watching them.
Okay. Jermaine Crawford.
Now you can turn it off.
Jermaine
Now we just want to thank everybody for helping us out. Everybody from Robert Chu to the
David
producers
Simon.
To everybody. Thanks for the opportunity. Thanks for you guys for getting the DVD and watching it.
I love you guys.
Oh, I miss Alexa Fogle. Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Whoever got to the end of this DVD commentary, thank you for that.
Thank you for listening to
it. It was great seeing you guys together again.
We love you. Look for season 5.
We all got
please
older.
Watch season 5. Please watch season 5.
Please watch it.
Some got thicker. But nah, just thank you so much, man.
Holla.
We love you guys. It's not TV, it's HBO, baby.
Yeah, thanks for watching the show. I mean, late.
You already watched the show. They're watching the commentary.
I'm saying I'm elated that.
Oh, yeah, you're elated. You're in total bliss. Yeah, you're in bliss.
Yeah, I hope that. I'm really happy that they like the show.
We coming for the Emmys next year.
Oh, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
If y'all don't come, I'm telling y'all, we going to rush the stage.
Amen.
Yeah, pull a Kanye.
It's the
perfect way to end it.
One,
two.
Y'all know what this is.
Three.